Thou shalt wear a mask, okay? It's not that big a deal. I'm wearing one right now. You can't even tell, but I'm wearing one. That's right, I wear them to record. If you're going out in public, to the supermarket, or walking down a crowded street, just throw on a mask. It's to protect yourself and others. Don't compare yourself to Jews in the Holocaust or Japanese people being put into internment camps. It's not the same thing. Oh, for fork's sake. Why are humans so stupid? Holy crap!
Wow, you really are wearing a mask, huh?
Yeah, why aren't you?
You didn't get me one yet. It's time to order me one.
Order you one. Don't you know how to find things? Can't you just make a mask?
Well, I mean, you went and ordered some. I figured you would get one for me, but whatever.
Yeah, but don't you know how to sew and all that? And, like, turn things into other things?
I do. I guess I should do that to create a mask.
Your beard is not going to protect you. God wears a face mask at all times, mofos.
You know, a lot of humans could learn from you. We're actually hearing from a GOP lawmaker who says he won't wear a face mask because you don't wear one. But you do!
Right. Just to smite him and spite him, I'm wearing one all the time now.
Yeah, so Republican Ohio State Representative Nina Vitale says he believes wearing a mask to slow the spread of the disease would violate his Judeo-Christian principles.
How?
He said, "This is the greatest nation on earth. One of those principles is that we are all created in the image and likeness of God. That image is seen the most by our face. So I will not wear a mask."
Oh, yeah, it makes total sense.
Absolutely.
If you're a moron. Hey, dipshit. None of that made any sense. We are all now dumber for having heard you talk.
I don't see these people complaining when Halloween comes around. There's a lot of masks being worn. And what about these people who are wearing masks every single day for their job, pandemic or not?
My Judeo-Christian principles. Blah, 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 bullshit. May I not have mercy on his soul, okay? But how can people be this stupid, Jesus?
They really have a bizarre issue with wearing masks. I don't get it.
What's the big deal, bitch?
Does it really impede on your day-to-day life? No.
No, it doesn't.
If God can do it while podcasting, you can too. That's right.
I'm doing it at times where it doesn't even make sense.
Right.
There's literally no one around.
Yeah.
And I'm doing it just to fuck with this guy. And he, like, you know, he's going into supermarkets and shit and sneezing and coughing. What an a-hole.
Sir, why aren't you wearing a mask? Because I just can't imagine God wearing one. There's no way.
Right. Where is this stuff coming from? You know, I won't wear a mask because God doesn't wear one. How do you know? How the hell do you know?
Clearly, they don't follow you on Twitter, because if they did, they would see you wearing a mask.
That's right. I immediately updated my avatar to show that I'm wearing a blue, you know, mask. Is it N95? No. I'm leaving those for the frontline workers, okay?
Good.
Our healthcare heroes. I have some cheap piece of shit from China. It's blue, though. That looks official. Just call me Dr. God.
Better than Dr. Phil.
Oh, yeah. Oh, actually, you know what? Don't call me doctor. I'm not a doctor.
Meanwhile, there's a Christian preacher who is also offended by this idea of wearing masks, and he says he's not wearing one because he can't imagine that I would wear one.
What the hell?
This was said by preacher Andrew Womack, and he said this on the Truth and Liberty Coalition show. And he said, "We're supposed to see ourselves in Christ, and I just can't even picture Jesus wearing a mask as he goes around praying for people. It just doesn't compute for me."
Doesn't compute. He doesn't have much of an imagination or a computer in his brain. He can't imagine Jesus wearing one. So he can imagine Jesus doing everything else. Right? He can imagine you know, walking on water.
Wine out of water.
Yeah, all those fancy little magic tricks you did. But he can't imagine, and he can imagine you coming back from the dead and ascending to the right hand of me, but he can't imagine you wearing a face mask. It just goes right over the beard. It's fine.
Is the mask going to eat you alive or something? Why are people so afraid of these masks? I think they're scared of these masks for some reason. I can't compute this.
Yeah, I can't compute how stupid these people are. Like, what's the big deal? Just, you know, why? Why are you so anti-masks? Why are you so anti-science? They're just like, I don't like being told what to do. How dare you tell me to put on a mask? How dare you tell me not to go to church and thus save thousands and thousands of lives? How dare you ask me to be a team player? I'm on the Truth and Liberty podcast. That Truth and Liberty, you know right off the bat, that's a... You're going to get some bullshit.
There's no truth on that podcast.
You're going to get some lies and bullshit on that podcast. Good golly. We'll be right back. If you enjoy The God Show and want to see it grow, Jesus and I would love your support at patreon.com/thegodshow. Pledge today to receive instant access to hours of additional episodes, which are even longer than the ones you already listen to. In addition to more episodes, you can also receive a special video message from me, the Lord thy God, and access to our private Discord channel, where you can chat with me and fellow listeners. We can't do this without your support. Pledge today at patreon.com/thegodshow. And if you can't support us financially, please be sure to subscribe for free to the show wherever you listen to podcasts. Thanks, humans. All right, welcome back. You know, during the break, Jesus and I were talking about, you know, yeah, is it a little annoying to wear these masks all the time? Sure. Is it a bit of an inconvenience? Sure. You know, big deal. Big deal. Suck it up, Buttercup.
Yeah.
Hey, you can complain about it. Just wear it. Just don't be an idiot. Is it that much to ask people to not be an idiot? It is.
Think of it this way. By wearing the mask, you are covering up your bad breath, and people won't have to smell that anymore.
Exactly. You're covering up your shitty coffee breath. Maybe that's the problem. They don't want to smell their own coffee breath.
Well, then this will be a good lesson in brushing your teeth. Good oral hygiene.
Where does it end, Jesus? Wash your hands, brush your teeth?
Oh, humanity.
Huh. What are you going to ask next? Are you going to ask them to floss?
And eat some greens from time to time, and maybe get off the couch once or twice a day.
How dare you?
Anyway, so Costco, you know, Costco, the very popular store, I guess primarily in America, but I think they're international as well. They sell bulk goods. I like Costco. Good idea for a store. Anyway, some conservatives...
Is that related to Walmart?
Related to Walmart? No, Walmart has Sam's Club. That's the Costco of the Walmart world.
Oh, right. Okay.
Some conservatives are now boycotting Costco because Costco is requiring people to wear face masks when they enter the store.
Oh, boo-hoo. How will Costco go on?
How will they survive without you?
Oh, really?
Breathing all your germs in their store. On their beloved rotisserie chickens.
Tell me more about these angry idiots.
It started with this one guy, name not revealed for privacy reasons. He said, I always thought this phrase was going to be regarding some kind of gun control, but here I am in 2020 as a perfectly healthy adult male with a mild alcohol problem, and I'm being told I have to cover my face. I'm treated like an outcast in stores, and people cross to the other side of the street when they see me. Well, I will not comply. I will not be one of your sheep who blindly follows the crowd with no reason other than they told me to. Years from now, our grandchildren will ask, where you when they stripped away all the rights of the Constitution? And we'll tell them, we just stood by and watched. They told us it was for our safety. So Wow. He's refusing to comply. He even has a shirt that says, I refuse to comply. And there's a face mask on the shirt.
Okay. Well, then enjoy getting sick, idiot. I mean, wow. It's just, wow. I like that he admits that he has a mild alcohol problem.
What does that have to do with anything?
Well, that's part of his derangement right now. He's hungover, you know. He doesn't want to wear a mask because he doesn't have one because he was too stupid to, you know, make one. Maybe I'm just being charitable here. Yeah. Just trying to construct his day.
You like to see the best in everybody.
And then
he went out
to Costco to get some more booze and maybe some frozen pizzas. And then people were like, ah, he's not wearing a mask. Run over to the other side of the street because, you know, they're smart. And it's not personal, dude. Just wear a mask. Damn. You can be, you know, nobody will treat you like you got a disease. It has nothing to do with you. Okay. It's not personal. And you know that if he says he has a mild alcohol problem, it's really like a really bad one.
Right. If he's admitting there's no one,
you know how bad your alcohol problem has to be for you to even admit to calling it mild.
Right. Exactly.
Like it's real bad. We hope that he recovers from that.
And look, Costco's going to do fine without you. They don't need you, okay? So don't act like you're doing anything.
But your protest is very humorous to everyone else. So thank
yeah, we're
you
having
for,
a ball.
Thank you for just, you know, it's like raising your hand and saying, I'm an idiot, make fun of me.
Exactly. Some people were sounding off about this on Twitter. A guy named Doug said, there's a Costco boycott going on? Yay! Another place I can shop without coming into contact with science deniers and conspiracy theorists.
If only they followed through on their boycott, but you know they don't.
They're going to need to go to Costco for something, and they will.
I would like to remind the listener that I've been wearing a mask this entire time, and you know what? I'm fine.
You're doing good.
I'm fine.
And your microphone thanks you. It's not contracting COVID-19.
Yeah, if anything, this makes me sound better. This is like shielding the mic from all of my loud bloviating and you know, all the spit that I spatter.
Yeah, and it's helping you not pop your peas.
Yeah. What's up with that? What's up with that? Hold on. I got to take a water break, so I will pull down the mask now. Can you hear the difference?
Your mic is like, no!
Okay. Back the mask goes on. All right, what else we got, Jesus?
In other news, there are some conspiracy theorists out there who are smashing their TVs to protest the mainstream media.
Coronavirus conspiracy theorists?
Yes.
Of course.
Yes.
So trendy, so hot right now.
Yeah.
To believe in nonsense.
Because. And there's this montage posted to YouTube of all these coronavirus conspiracy theorists who are smashing their TVs, or at least trying to. They take mallets to their TVs, and they realize they're actually more durable than they expected, so their TVs aren't breaking.
I love these pictures of them trying to smash them. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's great.
But guys, these are televisions that you bought. I mean, you're just wasting your own money.
Yeah. I love this quote. There's a guy smashed trying to destroy his TV and failing. So this is my smart TV. And this is what I think of your neurological linguistic programming. If you want change, you have to do it yourself. I think like maybe one of the things they hate is that they're called smart TVs.
Right.
You can't trust that. You can't.
I'll be the judge of that.
Yeah. A smart TV? Do you think you're smarter than I am, TV? Telling me to wear a mask?
I actually have to agree to an extent because smart TVs are way too complicated. There's way too many features. There's so many settings to tweak. And the Netflix interface sucks. But anyway, these people are going to realize hours after they smash their TVs that they now need a new TV. To watch Netflix and things.
Would you smash or crucify your own TV?
Would I? Heck no. Heck no.
I love it when, like, fools smite themselves.
Yeah.
Oh, they always do that.
Way to waste a perfectly good television. Enjoy staring at the wall.
Yeah, without any food because you're boycotting Costco also.
Right.
These people are just going to end up, you know, with no TV. No computers, because the computers are lying, too.
Right.
And
no books.
No
books
food,
are way too smart.
No toilet paper. They have COVID-19 just in an empty room. It's just, no. You could be, like, healthy, chilling with video games, and, like, weed from the dispensary, if you're lucky, and you live in a state that does that. Stupid is stupid dies. It's not easy being an idiot. It can't be easy.
We feel sorry for you.
Think of all the money lost on TVs, smashed, sneakers burned.
And now all those things are going to be thrown into a dumpster and then sit in a landfill for the rest of time.
Remember when they were burning and destroying their sneakers, their Nikes? Because,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The Nike protest.
Oh, idiots. There's a new word for them. They're called COVIDiots.
Oh, I like that. That's perfect.
Yeah, everybody's using that on all sides.
On all sides? Even on the right?
I'm pretty sure they're...
because...
The conspiracy theorists, they're like, you know, the people that want to wear masks are COVIDiots.
Right.
Yeah. And then everybody else is like, no, you're the COVIDiots. And you
no,
know what?
You're the idiot.
Really, I think the COVIDiots were inside us all the entire time. All right, we'll be right back. If you enjoy The God Show and want to see it grow, Jesus and I would love your support at patreon.com/thegodshow. Pledge today to receive instant access to hours of additional episodes, which are even longer than the ones you already listen to. In addition to more episodes, you can also receive a special video message from me, the Lord thy God, and access to our private Discord channel, where you can chat with me and fellow listeners. We can't do this without your support. Pledge today at patreon.com/thegodshow. And if you can't support us financially, please be sure to subscribe for free to the show wherever you listen to podcasts. Thanks, humans. For our final segment on this week's free episode of The God Show, what do we got, Jesus?
We have an even bigger COVIDiot to tell you about.
Oh, great. We saved the biggest, best COVIDiot for last.
That's right. A woman cut holes in her coronavirus mask and said it makes it a lot easier to breathe.
Wow.
So
that's not an Onion headline, right?
No, this is real.
This is real.
So this guy, a gas station clerk in Kentucky, that explains a lot of it so far, captured video of a woman walking into the store with a mask that had a hole, so her mouth and nose were exposed. I'm going to play the video because he asks her what she is doing.
With her mask on, y'all need to see this.
Hey, Joe, look at this ghetto-ass mask.
Hello. How you doing?
Pretty good. I need 10 on pump one, please.
Where'd you get that mask from?
Well, since we have to wear them and it makes it harder to breathe, this makes it a lot easier to breathe.
Cutting it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll do that, too. Thanks for the advice. Appreciate you.
I'll do that, too.
Great idea.
Oh. It just makes it easier to breathe, you know.
I encourage everybody to watch this video because she seems to be 100% serious. She seems to think that the mask is still effective, I think.
Wow.
But how can you possibly think that?
Forgive them, Jesus. It wasn't you that said, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
That is true.
Forgive them, for they know not how daft they are.
I'm hopeful somebody taught her the correct way to wear a mask after they saw what she was doing.
Yeah. But, we always hope for redemption, don't we, Jesus?
We do.
She sounded nice.
I wonder if she is technically breaking the law.
No.
No.
There's no law demanding that you wear a mask. That's the thing.
No. But
it's like, just please.
What if she walked into that Costco we were talking about where masks are required?
Oh, yeah. A business can make rules for their premises. No shirt, no shoes, no masks. GTFO. No service for you.
But I am wearing a mask. Well,
yeah.
That mask is exposing your mouth and nose, so you're not really wearing a mask, ma'am.
Yeah, someone send her back to mask school.
So, Dad and listeners, you may be asking, why are people like this woman in Kentucky not wearing a mask or wearing a mask properly? And there's been some research on this. Scientist Jacqueline Gullen said, they underestimate the threat. It's not concrete. It's abstract. And prevention is a difficult thing to measure. She says people are also fatigued and they're experiencing mental fatigue. She said, quote, people are constantly calculating the gain loss of doing everyday things like going to the grocery store and not wearing a mask. Some will go for the shortcut. And I think this woman in Kentucky took the shortcut.
It's easy to get mentally fatigued when your brain is extremely out of shape.
I am going to play devil's advocate a little bit just for fun. It has been a couple of months that this has been going on for, and I can understand why people are tired of having to follow all these rules. They've made it this far. Do they really need to continue?
So they're assuming that it's over. Is that what you're saying? Because it's not. It's not over.
And the threat is not as great as it's been made out to be. I think that's what they're thinking as well.
That's what they're thinking, because they're like, hey, I haven't gotten sick this whole time.
Right. Yeah.
Hey, it's only old people that get it. Hey, blah, 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 blah.
Pence isn't wearing a mask.
Yeah, Pence isn't wearing a mask. But you know why Pence and Trump don't wear masks? Because Trump, there's a report out today saying that he thinks it makes him look bad and that it'll hurt his reelection chances.
Ah.
Yeah.
Look bad, like unsexy, or bad, like he's acknowledging...
Unsexy. He's like, oh, that'll look bad if I'm wearing a mask. That'll remind people. They're promoting this idea on the down low to their entire base to like go out and protest the lockdown, and to basically they're like setting an example, a bad example, by not wearing the masks. You know, Pence didn't wear one. Now, Trump didn't wear a mask while touring a mask factory. And, you know, Live and Let Die was playing in the background. Did you hear about that?
Yes. It is unbelievable.
When you were young in your heart was an open book.
Did you make that happen?
You used to say, live and let live. You know you did, you know you did, you know you did.
Do you want to hear a clip from the scene?
Yes, I do.
So in the footage, we see Trump learning about the masks that are being created at this factory. And you can hear him talking a little bit, but it's hard to hear because the song is blasting.
Yes, sir. This is the material that traps the particulates.
This is the material that traps the particulates. Live and let die!
I don't know if we can even play that. Will I get sued by Guns N' Roses?
I think you're fine. But yeah, so it's pretty... And then Trump at one point points at the mask and looks at the camera for a photo op. Look at this mask.
He was wearing goggles, though, Jesus. Goggles.
Yeah, at least there's that.
He's like, oh, goggles. Those make me look cool. Those are okay. I'm sort of protected from the
goggles.
These are
Ray-Bans, right? Doesn't wear goggles while looking into the sun during an eclipse, but does wear goggles indoors at a mask factory.
Oh, these people, they just act like they're so aggrieved. Oh, they, you know, we haven't talked about the articles, but there's several that we're going to talk about in the Patreon episode this week of people just literally comparing themselves to Jews in the Holocaust, or, you know, saying that these lockdown protections are like Germans and Nazis and things like that. And it's just unbelievable. Like, why are you such little bitches?
Yeah. Sit at home and relax.
Oh. And why is do their conclusions always, like, have to be anti-science and more people will get sick? Like, as soon as whatever, 70,000 people have died, that's not enough for them.
No.
We didn't even talk about, there was a security guard who was trying to enforce his store's mask policy, and then the lady got upset, right, and they came back and they killed him, right?
Yeah, absolutely terrible.
Unbelievable.
It would have been funny if Trump grabbed one of these masks and said, I'm going to bring this back for Mike Pence.
It would be great if he had a brain, yes. But he doesn't. So anyway, what else is new? In conclusion, don't be a COVIDiot. COVIDiot means someone who's like totally anti-science and protesting all these lockdown protections and wearing masks, you know. You just got to like get through this time, okay? They're working on a vaccine. No one's taking your rights away, okay? They're just trying to, you know, save lives. Did you ever watch Star Trek 2? The needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few, or the one.
Amen.
Amen. Spock knows what's up. And Spock would be like, it is logical to wear a mask. Spock's in heaven, right, Jesus?
Of course he is.
Okay, good.
I see him from time to time at the gym.
Oh, cool.
These people are like kids in the back of a car. Are we there yet? Are we there yet? I gotta get out. No, just wait.
This is so hard. Wah, wah.
We're on a long ride to redemption.
Really, the only thing that they care about is they want the economy to be roaring again so that their cult leader can be reelected. That's all that any of them care about. They don't care how many people die.
It's worth repeating.
They don't care how many people die. All they care is that their cult leader stays in power and they can continue to pound their chest.
I saw an interesting observation on Twitter. They are normalizing mass death. That's what's happening now. 70,000 people dead in America? No big deal. They're normalizing it. It's really bad.
Yep, people are getting used to it, and that's why they're all like, oh, we got to reopen. We got to reopen the economy. Oh, yeah, and, you know, the other day, the Texas governor, I think this might have been yesterday, leaked audio came out of him. He reopened the state on May 1st, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then leaked audio came out of him admitting that he knew that if they opened the state, it would lead to more people getting infected.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, at least he knew.
Well, que sera, sera. Whatever will be, right, Jesus?
That's right, Dad.
We're going to have to judge them all. We'll see you next time on The God Show. The Lord has spoken. Did you know that I don't see any of that money dumped in the prayer baskets? It's true. If you enjoy The God Show and want to see it grow, Jesus and I would love your support at patreon.com/thegodshow. Pledge today to receive instant access to hours of additional episodes, which are even longer than the ones you already listen to. In addition to more episodes, you can also receive a special video message from me, the Lord thy God, and access to our private Discord channel, where you can chat with me and fellow listeners. We can't do this without your support. Pledge today at patreon.com/thegodshow. And if you can't support us financially, please be sure to subscribe for free to the show wherever you listen to podcasts. Thanks, humans!